Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
657 Media Moi, Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, it's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And, of course, this being the 31st of December, man, people are celebrating just as much as they could. And I saw at some stage yesterday when I was in Mpumalanga, some people were already shooting up crickets and all those fiery works in the skies. I saw the birds running away to the greatest of extents. Hey, yeah. Things are happening. Thank you so much also to Johannes, and of course, blessings to you, sir. Much blessings, and let us do it again. And of course, I will be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and together also with my friend and my ahi, that is Barukia. We will be touching base there. And so much that we will be talking about. And I trust that you will enjoy so much. And, of course, this being the last day of the year, we basically continue with part two. Remember, we touched on the issue of submission and rebellion. And as you face this other dispensation in your life, and you say, there are things that I need to embark on, And there are things to look into, there are things to do. And you say also, I need to have a life that is full of obedience. What have you gathered across the issue of submissions and also of rebellion? What is submission and what is rebellion? We touched quite a lot with regards to this last week, the other week, but just a bit, and our guests were not part of the show, but I want our guests to have their say on this, and of course we trust that you will be blessed so much. I want to start with Professor Buyiso Ndezi, and she tells us how she feels about the whole thing. Professor, greetings to you on this day, and of course I hope that you are also going to have a good time. Some people are having services. I don't know what about you, man. Are you going to have a service also? There's also what they call a crossover. I don't know about you. Do you have those? Greetings to you and welcome. Professor Buyiso Ndezi, all the way from Joburg and also from the University of Johannesburg. I salute and welcome.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Thank you very much for this warm welcome. I also greet your family in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm also greeting my brother, Brother Barukia, in the wonderful name of our Creator. I will not forget the Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the wonderful name. It is true, up to this far, the Lord has been with us. We are at the last day or on the last day of the year, and we can't say much except to say the Lord has been good. And we bless his holy name, his love, his care, his provision, and everything that he did for us, to us, to our family, to our loved ones throughout the year. And we bless him for that. As we continue, Brother Ray, with this topic of submission and rebellion, yes, it is true, we need to look deeper into the effects that these have on us today. And I think it will be more important if we, as the children of the Most High, will be more enlightened about the effects, so that we can be able to teach others what are things that could be expected when we do not hearken to the word of the Most High, and also what are the benefits that we can receive from him when we totally submit to his will. I want to start from where we spoke about as submission, as a total deposition of oneself into the will of the Father.
Yes.
When one submits to the Father, the person deposits himself to his will, which is what you highlighted. And I think that is very, very important to understand that it has nothing to do with you being a lesser being, but it is about recognizing the difference that is there between us and the Father, and acknowledging that God is the Creator. Therefore, we need to deposit ourselves to Him so that we can remain functioning in a manner that God expects us to function.
Mm.
If we are totally dependent on God, it means our sufficiency, our ability is linked with us submitting to Him.
Mm.
If we are not operate from the Lord, we are not going to fulfill His will. So it means it has to start from submission for us to be able to fulfill the will. But now when we look at the effects of rebellion, which is the lack of submission, in this case, we are looking into an issue whereby somebody totally depends on himself and totally depend on other things other than depending on God. This is a person who does not surrender unto the will of the Father. This is a person who has the spirit of stubbornness, who is refusing, who is indifferent, who is a person who sins against the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was left with us that we may be guided by Him so that we can continually be in the will of the Father. So what happens if we rebel against the will of the Father? And I want us to go to the scripture now so that we can see what the scripture teaches us about rebellion and what effects are going to be seen from us if we continue in this manner of rebelling against the Lord. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 17 to 20, I want us to look into that passage and look at the background that God is going to give us as we read along this particular passage. It says here, "He will take a tenth of your flock. He will essentially become his slaves. One day you will cry for mercy from the Eternal One to save you from this king you have chosen for yourselves. But be assured, he will not hear you on that day." Verse 19. "We have decided that we will have a king who will rule over us so that we will be like all other nations and will have someone to judge us and to lead us into battle." In this case, as we remember well, it is when Israel was looking for their own king because they wanted to be like other nations. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to conform to the standard of the world. In other words, they did not want to continue submitting. They did not want to deposit themselves under the authority of the Most High. They did not want to come to where God is, where God can continually be the king over them. And they started looking for their own king. This was automatically and obviously a sign of rebellion, rebelling against the leadership and the rulership of the Father. And when they voiced this issue to Samuel, who was a judge and a prophet by then, Samuel mentioned to them that when you look for your own king, rebelling against the Most High, these are the things that are going to happen to you, which is where we started in verse 17. He says, this king will take a tenth of your flock. This king will essentially make you slaves. If you are going to rebel against the will of the Father, we are exposing ourselves to slavery. We are exposing ourselves to other gods and kings who will make us slaves. And by so doing, there are things that we miss, Brother Ray. And what Samuel is saying here, he says, this king will take a tenth of your flock. That's because you have submitted to that particular king. So when we rebel against the Lord, we are making ourselves slaves to the other king that we are submitting to. And we are told here that if we are not going to submit to the Lord, there will be a time where we will look for mercy and we are not going to find mercy from the Eternal One. We will cry for mercy, but we will be unable to be heard because in the first place we have rebelled. We did not submit under the authority and the rulership of the Father. We refused that our Father becomes our Father and our King. And it is very painful that there is this utterance from the scripture that even when you cry on that day, he will not hear you because you have chosen for yourself who you want to be the ruler over your life. And verse 19 is very, very concerning when you hear the responses of the children of Israel, that these are intentional activities. They are voicing out what they want, and they don't even get to a point of correction. It says, we have decided that we will have a king. So this is a person who says, whatever you will say to me, I don't mind, I don't care. I've made up my mind that I want the king for myself. I want this thing. I want this person to rule over me. Whatever advice you will bring to me does not matter anymore because I need another ruler. That's rebellion. That's the statement that says, God is not God to me. Whatever you are trying to bring to me, I'm not going to take it. And they said, we have decided that we will have our own king who will rule over us. And listen to verse 20, why they want this king. They say, so that we will be like all other nations and will have someone to judge us and to lead us into battle. It means they are taking God as the God who is unable to lead them. It's the God who does not give them a proper identity. They are not qualifying to the standard of the world where they were, because now they want to be like other nations. So it is more about them. It is more about conforming to the standards of the time by then. It is more about seeing a judge who is visible. It is more about being controlled and being led by somebody else other than God. They are saying, we need this king so that we will be like other nations. How many people these days, Brother Ray, are doing things that are contrary to the will of God simply because they want to be like others? They are having the peer pressures. They are having their friends saying things that they think those things are beautiful and they are good. They are making them clever. They are making them better people. And today, as we're talking about the last day, how many people will be saying, I want to be like my friends, so please let me alone. I'm not going to take your advice. I'm not going to stay put. I'm not going to obey what you say. I'm not going to submit. Let me live my life because I want to be like other nations. I want to be like other people on this particular day where there is everything that you can think of, where people begin to do things that they want to do. And we see this happening even now. We want to be like them. We want to do like them. So therefore, we are not going to take the word of the Lord. We're not going to submit to the authority of the Most High. So what are effects that we are seeing as I wrap up this particular segment? We are seeing rejection that will come from the Father in times of us asking for mercy. Because if the Lord will not hear us, it means we are at the state where we are rejected and we cannot be heard. We cannot belong to him anymore up until we repent and change our ways, ask for forgiveness. So we don't want to be slaves to the enemy. We don't want to lose our belongings to the enemy. We don't want to be other people whom God did not design to be. So if we don't want that, it means we need to do the contrary and love the Lord, submit, and do not disobey, and show that we are people who do not need God.
Absolutely, Professor. Thank you so much for that. And of course, when we come back, I'd like us to listen also to Barukia on the same issue, part two, the effects of submission and rebellion. Speaking on this also in contrasts, of course, also what people basically at times would put themselves into and rather would be doing instead of submitting. Just after this, we will do that.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. And remember, from 8 o'clock, it is Men's Dialogue. And stay tuned for that when you will be hearing much of the issues relating to men. I'm talking to Professor Buiso Ndezi from UJ and also Baruch Yah from Cape Town. And we are looking at these aspects of the depositions of submission and also of rebellion. What these are even all about. Mayahi, greetings to you. What are some of the depositions that you make with regards to submissions and also rebellion? What comes to mind when it comes to this? Mayahi?
Shalom Rabbah to you, my ach, which translates to Chotzo Ayate.
Thank you.
Shalom Rabbah to you, Professor Buiso Ndezi. Shalom Rabbah to all the Radio Pulpit listeners, which are our family. Greetings. Ngekama Elegam Sindisi, Ikama Ngaya Hushai, Hamashiach of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity once more, my ach, as we going back and looking into part two of this topic about submission and rebellion.
Yes, and rebellion, yes.
Submission and rebellion. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And just to can remind us what submission is, because we're looking at submission as an act or to willingly yield to authority, right, to go through a will of another, particularly the will of Abba Yahuwah.
Mm.
So by us yielding to that authority, that in itself is portrayed as an act of
All right, I seem to be losing you a bit there, Mayach. An act of?
As an act of humility, as an act of obedience, and it is an act of trust, meaning that we know that we are in safe hands, and whatever that he speaks, we trust in him. We don't have any doubt or confusion, and therefore we listen to what he instructs us. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are not shaken. Whatever the enemy may speak, mm, or whatever things that we may hear,
yeah,
where we are, our foundation is set.
Yes.
There's nothing that then, when we say we are in submission, that should remove us from him or his word, mm, or his name, because we highly trust in it, hallelujah, or even in him because of the love that he has for us. We look at the scripture in the book of James, chapter number 4, verse 7, which says, submit yourselves therefore to Abba Yahuwah, mm-hmm, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Mm. So we can be able to pick up and to notice, to say, when we are disobedient, when we are rebellious, we are opening a door of attack, because one way for us to be able to conquer and to win against the wicked one, it is for us to be submissive to our Heavenly Father, mm, to be obedient to his laws and his commandments. Therefore, the devil would not be able to stand, meaning that whatever temptation that is thrown away, when he notices that we are obedient, uzokwada aphuma ahamba sishiye sinjalo abone ukuthi hayi
indaba
yamayisebenzi ayilungi.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So hence we are to submit, and by submitting, it's an act of resisting the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By submitting, by being obedient to the word, meaning that he has no entry. He cannot be able to come and to convince us otherwise, or even to lie to us. So at the end of the day, he ends up fleeing away because he sees. Right, he sees that we are firm in our belief. The book of First Peter, chapter 5, number 6 says, "Humble yourself under the mighty hand of Abba Yahuwah, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of Abba Yahuwah, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. So we can see that there is a reward, there is a baraka, that is a blessing that goes with obedience. There is that prize. So we can notice that for us, process of entering the New Jerusalem, it requires us to walk in righteousness, to be obedient to the word, because then that which is of sin no longer would exist in us, but would be cut off, would be uprooted, would be deleted permanently, even death and sicknesses. Anything now that is of darkness, it is seen as an act of rebellion. Death, sicknesses, you name them. Hallelujah. So now, by us standing, by us coming and submit and listening to the instruction, listening to what the word instructs us to do, then it means we are able to be more than conquerors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So even we can look at also in relationships. In relationships, we have the scripture in the book of Ephesians 5:22, which says, "Wives, submit to your husband as to Abba Yahuwah." Hallelujah. So when you go to verse 21 of Ephesians 5, it says, submitting to one another out of the reverence of Yahushai. Hallelujah. So submission becomes something that is important, and it would be also that we have to submit to one another. As much as we are able to submit in our places of employment, the same principle, we need to also bring it in our everyday life, to say when the word is spoken or when people are speaking to us and bringing us into maybe correction or advising us in a correct way of doing things, then we are able to do it. We are able to listen and to take that instruction. So that is why it is speaking even to the wives, to say, because you are married to this one and he is the head, being your husband as they are the head, and they would be leading you, because they also get to submit to HaMashiach as well. So you can see it's like a steps that have to be followed. Mm. Hallelujah. That as you submit to your husband also submit to Yahusha. Yahusha also get to submit to Abba Yahuwah. Mm. Hallelujah. So that is quite important for us that we look at submission, that it aligns a person with the order of Yahuwah Elohim, and it enables peace. It enables spiritual growth. Hallelujah.
Tudamayach, thank you so much. And of course, when we come back, we are continuing with this. We will be touching base also again on the effects of the deposition of submission and rebellion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Pulapula I Radio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882, ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. I'm coming back to you, Professor. And much of the times, there has been quite a lot of misunderstandings when it comes to the issue of submissions. And also when it comes to identifying the real place of rebellion. And to a great extent, the effects had continued to be dire. Whether we had liked it or not, we still see the consequences being somehow quite dire and really, really bad to much of the people. And people don't understand that submission also implies that you are depositing. You are depositing into a life. You are depositing into a life. It's a meaningful deposition into the life of Christ. That is why one says, I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live. This one has deposited their lives into Christ, and it is Christ that lives in them. And that is the benefit of submission, in that you become enveloped as an effect into the life of Christ, which is very important, something that at times we really overlook, Professor. We overlook this to the greatest of extents. And I don't know why, but we overlook this quite dearly. And this to our own detriment, because it is not supposed to be that way. Professor?
Thank you, Brother Ray. I really appreciate it. As we emphasize the effects of submission and rebellion, I want us to look back into the Israelites choosing for themselves a king. And they've been warned about this king that they were about to choose, that this is what this king will do. This king will take things from you. This king will make you slaves. You will now not see God, and you will think this king is the one whom you should worship. Lest they know that this king himself will be rebellious against the Lord. This king as well will not obey the ordinances of the Father. We are continuing with 1 Samuel 15 in this case, so that we can see that it is very, very dangerous to rebel against the Lord and think that where you are going, things will be better. They find a rebellious king who did not lead them to God. What happened? They were also in that mix of rejection, in that mix of rebellious situation. When you start from verse 17, Brother Ray, I want us to quickly look into that as well, so that we can nail this thing that you will be rejected. There is rejection that comes with the rebellion, because when you rebel, you are portraying another God that you are worshiping him. So when starting from verse 17, after Saul has been confronted about his disobedience, about his rebellion, about what he has done, and this is what we see here, Samuel talking to him about this. He says, "You may not think you are very important, but the Lord chose you to be king, and you are in charge of the tribes of Israel." This is Samuel talking to Saul. Verse 18, "When the Lord sent you on this mission, he told you to wipe out those worthless Amalekites. Why didn't you listen to the Lord? Why did you keep the animals and make him angry?" Mm. Now his response, let's listen to the response of King Saul. "But I did listen to the Lord," Saul answered. "He sent me on a mission and I went. I captured King Agag and destroyed his nation. All the animals were going to be destroyed anyway. That's why the army brought the best sheep and cattle to Gilgal as sacrifices to the Lord your God." Verse 23. "Rebelling against God and disobeying him because you are proud is just as bad as worshiping idols and asking them for advice. You refuse to do what God told you, so God has decided that you can no longer be king." Let's look at this passage again. We are seeing King Saul rebelling against the instruction of God. He is not obedient. He is not submissive. And what he's being told here is that you think you are very important. So when we do not submit, the effects of rebellion and submission makes people think they are more important than others. Number two, this makes people to think they are more important than God. These things make people to think they are more wiser than God, because they think the instruction of God has some shortcomings. It needs to be altered. So the effect of lack of submission, the effects of rebellion, make people to be self-sufficient, make people to be self-centered, make people to depend on their own wisdom and their own understanding. And what we see here, we see somebody who thinks God did not know what he was saying. And he is being reminded by someone. He says here, "When the Lord sent you on a mission, he told you to wipe off every Amalekite, and God expected you to do as such. God expected you to obey, because it was in the will of God that everybody be wiped out. But he comes and does his own thing." And here it is revealed that what King Saul did was foolish. What he did was to depend on him. And when he explained, Samuel explained to him, he said, "What you did against the Lord, rebelling against the Lord, being proud against the Lord." So this is another thing that comes up here, Brother Ray, that rebellion shows an attitude of pride in us. It brings up that element that we are proud, we are not humble to the will of God and to what God is saying. And the effects of our pride is death, because we are no longer in the will. And what was shown here is that by this disobedience, by this rebellion, we have seen idolatrous behavior. It was as good as witchcraft. It was as good as worshiping idols. It was as good as consulting media, because you go to medium and you ask them for advice. And this is what the scripture is telling us. When he rebelled against the Lord, he automatically handed himself over to foreign spirits. He automatically handed himself over to idolatry. And it means even with us, when we disobey God, we are opening the door for another God to rule over us. We are opening a door to Satan, to the enemy, to rule over us. We might not believe, or we might not think we are now under the rulership of the devil, but we are if we are rebelling against the Lord. You cannot be in between. You are either in God or you are in devil, you are in Satan. So if we rebel against God, we automatically move from where God is and we jump into a space of the devil. And when we get to that point, it means we are under the control and the rulership. We are under submission of the kingdom of darkness. So these are the effects that are seen from people, or these are the effects that will be reaped by people who are rebelling against him. So if we are not going to take God with his word and do the word, if we are not going to submit, if we are going to refuse to do as God is saying, rest assured, we are under the control of Satan. If we are not going to hearken to the word, we are exposing ourselves to the enemy. And I'm saying this again, I've said it earlier on. These are things that we must be very, very careful of, particularly as we start the season. And I believe it started a while ago, where people feel they are in a season and they're in a time where they can do what they want, where they can adhere and submit to the standards of the world, to the standard of the season, because the season brings a specific spirit as well, which will speak to them. If people are not submitted to God, these spirits will make sure that they swallow them. And these spirits will also give this spirit of rebellion, and people will disobey God. And it is my prayer and desire that today, as we are on this last day, we make sure that we listen to God, we obey God, we go back to the scripture, we go back to the advices of the Lord, lest we fall short of the glory of God by being rebellious and we want ourselves out there because it's the last day and we want to enjoy, we want to do what we want to do. If we rebel against God, it is as good as witchcraft. It is as good as having submitted under the authority of the devil, and we are not different than the children of the enemy. Submission and rebellion are very, very important to be understood in our times and in this season, because there are many things that are speaking to us. So if we are not in God, if we are not submitted in God, we are going to miss it, Brother Ray. Thank you.
We are going to miss it, absolutely. And we really need to be careful on this. Much of the times, I think we play too much church, and this in itself has its own adverse effects, because we are not as surrendered as we are supposed to be. When we come back, we are going to be listening also to Barukia to tell us more the dire effects that are there when submission is absent.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Welcome back, 657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. Mayaki, I said I will come back to you. The dire effects, sometimes we think submission is actually equated to slavery and opposed to one's freedom and ability to be themselves. And then we think rebellion at times is often equated to freedom. And that is where we are losing it much of the times, and we are not getting the understanding we are supposed to be getting with regards to this. And the devil is thriving on these confusions. But the effects are there. And there needs to be a thorough understanding with regards to this. Mayach?
Shalom Rabbah. Again, Mayach, thank you once more for the opportunity. This time, let me look at rebellion. Rebellion, it is an act of resisting authority or control. Here, particularly, we're looking at the commandments of Abba Yahuwah, or the established order. It is portrayed as an act of pride and sinfulness, which leads to destruction. That is what rebellion is about. Stubbornness forms part of rebellion. So we can see that it is when we are disobedient, it becomes a contrast to what we spoke earlier about, humility and obedience. So let's look at it, and we see when we go deeper into it, to say rebellion is frequently condemned as a rejection of Abba Yahuwah authority, right, often resulting in severe consequences. We have seen in scriptures in many occasions when the children of Yasharal did not listen, they ended up in captivity. So this should teach us or set a tone for us to be able to can comprehend. The book of 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is an iniquity as idolatry, because you have rejected the word of Abba Yahuwah, and therefore he also rejects you as being king." These were the words that were spoken to King Saul, given an opportunity to lead the nation of Yasharal, given an instruction to go and to kill a nation where Agag was the king, to destroy everything. But instead, he went and he did his own will. Now, when we look at the scripture in the book of Samuel, we could see two kings, one being submissive and obedient, and the other being rebellious. Saul becomes a king who is rebellious, and then David becomes a king who is submissive, whereby even when he has done wrong and he gets corrected, he is able to come and to surrender, to ask for an apology that he be cleansed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other scripture where what we can look at is that we have Abba Yahuwah being the Supreme Almighty, who was by himself leading Yasharal. But then the nation comes to Prophet Samuel and they tell him that we want to be like other nations. We want to have a king like other nations, right? So, which means the rejection of Abba Yahuwah by this nation becomes a form of a rebellion, because now they see that they can be able to do things on their own without Abba Yahuwah. Hence, they decide now they want to be ruled by a king. And thus now King Saul.
Okay.
Was,
I'm losing a bit of you, my ach. Let me try again. And thus,
anointed to be a king of the nation of Yasharal. So it is found in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 8 from number 6. They said, give us a king to lead us. And this displeased Prophet Samuel, and he prayed to Abba Yahuwah, and Abba Yahuwah told him, listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not that they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. So rebellion is the rejection of Abba Yahuwah. When we are not going according to his commandments, when we are not going according to his laws, then it is a form of rebellion. We are rebelling against him. It means we say to him, you, Abba Yahuwah, you are not fit to lead us. So when we are doing things that the scriptures are warning us about, it is an act of rebellion. It's as simple as that. There's no two ways about it on how we should look at it. Hallelujah.
Tuda, my ach, Tuda, I really appreciate, and I should say, you know, to a great extent, we tend to overlook these effects, and we tend to look down also at the commission of the Father with regards to this. When we come back, more on these effects with Professor Buyisondes.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 e bile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. khotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Khona le melawana.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave. Before I go to Professor Buyiso Mbezi, there is something that I missed out when you were talking, Maya. And just explain a bit. We seem to have a cut there. And there is something profound that you are putting across, which I think much of the times we look down at. And that's where the problem is. Rebellion continuously is rebellion. There's no sugarcoating of it, Mayach.
Hallelujah. So, Isaiah 63:10 says, but they rebelled and grieved the Ruach HaKadosh, that is the Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to their enemy and himself he fought against them. So we can see now that when we reject Abba Yahuwah, it's like he's moving away. So the covering that we have moves away. We fall. We are falling short. We could also remember of what happened in the Garden of Eden, that Abba put a law or a commandment, which was clear and simple to say, do not eat of the tree that is in the middle of the garden. But then, when Hashatan came, he brought a different knowledge and understanding. And man became rebellious to the word that was spoken to the Most High. Instead, he then listened to the word that was spoken by the enemy. Maybe unaware of the consequences, because how the enemy convinced them to say, you are going to be at the level of Abba Yahuwah. And then they ate and they were found to be naked. The esteem, the kabud of Abba Yahuwah departed from them. Hallelujah. Mm. Also, we could look at Deuteronomy 17:12, which says, the man who acts presumptuously by not obeying the priest who stand to minister there before Abba Yahuwah, your Almighty, or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall purge evil from Yasharal. So we can see that anything that is of rebellion or rebellious spirit, it is to be addressed by death, that it has to be cut off, it has to be uprooted and to be destroyed. Mm. Now, we could also look at Isaiah 14:12, which says, how have you fallen from heaven, O Hashatan, or O Hailal, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who laid low nations? This is now the one, the wicked one, who chooses to be rebellious and who wants to establish a reign, who is in competition, who says, I will not listen to you, Abba Yahuwah, but instead I want to be like you and I will start my own. And people now on earth, here we are following the things that Shatan has created, which means then he is moving us from the kabud, he's moving us from the esteem of Yahuwah Elohim, and that on its own, it's an act of rebellion. Hallelujah.
Tuda Mayach, I hear you quite well, and I really appreciate this so much, Mayach. And much of the times also, it happens at times that we don't tend to, like I said, you know, we confuse the effects, we confuse rebellion with our own personal freedoms, and submission is confused with oppressions, and that is why we find people swaying away from this, because even from the beginning, those who have been teaching about this have been teaching quite incorrectly.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Professor, let me bring this to you. The very notions of the consequences. Many people don't realize that rebellion is as deadly as it can be. And submission has more rewards than we can ever imagine. What comes to mind with regards to that, Professor?
Let us start by Isaiah 30, verse 1 and 2, and then we will go to Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6, as we are highlighting the effects of submission and rebellion on people today. In Isaiah 30, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, and who devise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who walk to go down to Egypt, and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt." Woe. Brother Ray, this verse is even telling us the acts that are done by men in rebelling against God. He says, these people take counsel somewhere, not from me, not from the Lord. These people are taking advice from other spirits, not from my spirit. These people are already sinning, and they are adding sin upon sin. These people are not running to me, but they are going down to Egypt. These people have not asked my advice. They have asked the advice of others. These people strengthen themselves with the strength of the kings of this world, the pharaohs of this world, those who are known of this world, but they do not come to strengthen or to be strengthened by me. These people trust in the shadows of Egypt. They don't trust in me as God. They don't trust and believe in the spirit of the Most High. They don't believe in the King of Kings. Woe to the rebellious children. So we are being shown the acts of rebellion that we need to shun away from. And these are things that we are going to see as the effects. And where are those things? We can read them from Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 6. At least we now understand some of the things that God has spoken about in Isaiah 30 are things that God does not want us to do. He says here, what is going to happen if we do not obey, if we do not submit? But I want us to start by highlighting the verses. Someone, we're going to read verse 1 up to verse 5. It says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." There is a blessing in submission. There's a blessing in obedience. There's a blessing in inquiring from the Lord, not from other gods. There's a blessing in submitting under the authority of the Holy Spirit, hearing what he says and obeying what he says. These are the blessings that God wants us to know about them. He says, "These people shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. They bring forth their fruit in its season. Their leaves shall not wither." These are the benefits. We are going to be like the trees planted by the water. If a tree is by the water, it never gets dry. If a tree is continually submerged and drinking from the water, it bears fruit all the time. So these are things that we see by doing what? By submitting, by obeying. But the ungodly are not so, says verse 4. The ungodly are those who are rebelling against the Lord. It's those who are submitting to other gods other than the Most High. He says they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. You find people not stagnant, moving away back and forth, not positioned, not in a place where God wants them to be. When this wind comes this way, Brother Ray, they are flowing. The wind comes the other way, they are also bending and doing what the wind says, because they are chaff. They are people who have not rooted themselves. They are not grounded to God. So the effects of ungroundedness, which comes from rebellion, makes people to not know who they are. You find people getting confused. You find people speaking things that are ungodly. You find people losing their positions, losing who they are, because the Bible tells us that these people shall not even stand in judgment because they have not founded themselves in the right place. The reason they are not in the right place is that they are not submitting to the right God. So these are the effects that we are seeing, that we are going to get by doing the right thing to God. If we are submitting, there is a blessing. But if we are rebelling, we will be like chaff. If we are submitting, we will bear fruit. But if we are not going to submit to the Lord, we are going to wither like these trees that are dry, that have submitted themselves to other gods. I want us to read again Luke chapter 11, verse 27 and 28, so that we may understand how important is submission to God, how important is submission to us as people for us to remain in God and to bear fruit. In verse 27, it says, "And it happened, as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, 'Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts which nursed you.' But he said, 'More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.'" Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Those who keep the word are indicating submission. But those who are not doing the word are rebellious. So it automatically takes us to a point of introspection, because it's no longer out there, it's here. What do we do after hearing the word of God? Are we just the hearers of the word or the doers of the word? We hear Yahushua saying the blessing is in keeping the word. The blessing is in doing the word. The blessing is in submitting under the authority of the word. This is the submission that shows total dependence on him. This is the submission that speaks, that evangelizes, that preaches, "My maker is the Lord." This is the submission and this doing of the word that identifies you with him. But without you doing the word, you are not in him, because God and his word are one. God is known by his word. God is revealed by his word. So when I hear the word of God and keep it, I am saying what my Father has said I am doing, and I am going to be one with him. Because as I continually do the word, I become more and more like him, and my mind gets transformed to the likeness of who he is, and I begin to get the mind of Christ. So if I'm not going to do the word of God, it means I am being pushed away and away from him. And if I continually stay away from God, I get rejected from the will of God, because I can't be in the will of God if I am not in God. So when I hear the word, what do I do with the word? Jesus tells us those who are more blessed are those who will hear the word and keep the word. We saw this when we spoke about King Saul. King Saul heard the word, but he did not keep the word. Therefore, he was not blessed, because the blessing is in the doing. The blessing is in submission. The blessing is in obedience. Knowing about the word, it does not make you different, but applying the word, obeying the word, and submitting under the authority of the word makes a whole difference, because it makes you the true representative of the kingdom of the Most High. So when we look into the effects of submission and rebellion this time, I would like us to know that it is about us doing the word that will give the results that God is looking for.
Yeah.
And the effects of that are going to be blessings if we are submitting, but they are going to be curses and rejection if we do not hearken to the word of the Most High. So we cannot be self-sufficient. We cannot think where the word of the Lord is more important, is not important. We cannot think that we know more than God, but we must always surrender our will to him and know that he knows more than us, and the plans that he has for us, the plans are good. These are the plans to prosper us, not to harm us, but the plans to give us hope that we may live in him. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate that. And of course, when we come back, we also are going to be looking into the emphasis on effects, the negative effects, if one embarks on rebellion. As you enter the new year, think about these things. Think about these things. I know it's all fun, but it's important to think about these things, because much of the times people become swallowed up in the excitement of things and they forget the essential stuff. When we come back, I will be touching base with Baruch Yah.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela ku-gospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku-WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.